You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody, it's Ken Davenport here. Welcome back to the Producer's Perspective Podcast, the new solo version. This week's episode, we're going to talk about the newly released Actors Equity protocols on what it's going to take to get back to work. These are documents that were published on the Actors Equity website last week. We're going to get into them and my reaction to them right after this.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
I want to be a producer with a hit show on Broadway.
You're listening to the Producer's Perspective Podcast with your host, Tony Award winner, Ken Davenport.
Welcome back to the Producer's Perspective Podcast. So this is an issue that is a very timely one because, look, let's face it, every single one of us wants to get back to work. Producer, actor, designer, director, administrator, usher, no matter what you do in this business, audience member, if you're just a fan, we all want theaters to open. So Philip Boroff, who's a fellow blogger like myself, formerly of Bloomberg News, broke a story last week about some documents that were released on the Actors Equity website. And this was a set of documents called the Actors Equity Protocols for Opening Theaters for Producers. So yes, for people like me, Broadway producers, off-Broadway producers, but also regional theaters, any theater around the country that was looking to hire a Actors Equity member. These were the protocols that Equity was stating must be in place in order for you to open your doors. The protocols were actually separated. They were very well organized, very long documents, very well structured in terms of there were protocols for being outside, there were protocols for being inside, and so on. I'm not going to read all of the protocols because that would take about 18 hours and 27 minutes. And I'm trying to do these podcasts in under 15 minutes. So we're not going to do that. Go check out the Actors Equity website if you want to read them all. Good luck. Some highlights of those protocols include things like this. Mass transportation cannot be used. A private car and driver must be provided for every Equity member reporting to and from rehearsal. Uber and Lyft actually don't qualify under their definition of a private car and driver. So every single Actors Equity member going to and from a rehearsal, performance, whatever it is, private car and driver. If a member is working in their home city, I guess, and they don't live alone, they have to be put up in a hotel. So they can't share a domicile with anybody. And three tests are required, three COVID tests before rehearsals begin, each of which must be paid for by the producer. These tests, the testing can't be covered by Actors Equity or any actor health plan, even if they have coverage. So they can't submit it to your health plan. The producers actually have to pay for it, or the theaters have to pay for it, or whoever, again, is hiring that Equity member. So again, if you want to read all of them, those are just a few. You want to read all of them, go to the website. Again, they're very well organized. Obviously, a lot of time and effort was put into coming up with these set of protocols to protect their members. That's their goal. And I want to give a shout out to Actors Equity for spending all this time, energy, and money. Of course, I'm sure these were not cheap in hiring the medical experts that they did to come up with these protocols. Now, I'm going to make some comments. Shocking. But let me make something super duper clear. I am not going to comment on whether these or any of the protocols on the website are too strict, not strict enough. That is not my job. I I guess, could offer that perspective, but that's like the doctor's perspective. That is not the producer's perspective. My dad was a doctor. I'm sure he'd have a lot of things to say, actually, about the last 12 months. But unfortunately, he's not here right now to do that. So again, I'm not going to comment on the specificity of the protocols. That debate is for the doctors. And obviously, these protocols are what Actors Equity believe is the best way to keep their people safe. Right? That's what they're trying to do. And I don't know 1/100th of what doctors know. Okay? I'm not even going to pose the question as to why other unions, other industries, or other performing arts unions in other countries, why schools, etc., have different protocols. Right? I won't even go there, I promise. Because my mother, like she used to tell me when I was a kid, I don't care what Joey's parents allow him to do. This is our house and we're going to make the rules. So we're not even going to get into this comparison, contrast about, oh, Australia this, London this, teachers union, all that stuff. Forget it. We're going to only focus on ours. So again, this discussion right now is not about the science of the protocols. I'm not a scientist. Okay. What I am, though, is a producer. So I am going to comment on that. And I will just say this. There is no question that these protocols will slow down the restart of the theater business and the rehiring of all sorts of theater makers, not only actors, musicians, directors, ushers. All of those people will not be hired because, let's face it, the actors are the most important ingredient in getting a show up at this point, right? We need actors on stage. That's why audience members come. That's why they come, right? And these protocols will slow it down because, look, they involve a tremendous amount of increased cost. But not just that. Increased costs are always a concern to producers, right? But they're even more of a concern now in any way, shape, or form because revenues are most likely going to be lower for a while. So right now, anything that gets in the way, whether it's a protocol, whether it's marketing, whether it's rent, whether it's whatever, anyone that says, hey, by the way, producer, you're going to have to pay more money for this, that involves much greater risk, right? Much greater risk because we expect our ticket sales to be lower. And as much as every producer out there wants to get back to work and get people back to work, rare will be the producer who will want to spend more to most likely earn less. And it's not about it going in the pocket. It's just about what's risky, about how much risk we can actually take. Look, our business has a fragile enough economic model already. Going into a post-pandemic world, that economic model is going to be even more fragile, right? All these protocols, by the way, aren't just going to affect the economic model. They're going to affect the efficiency and effectiveness of the creative process, right? And we expect that. We know that. From testing to cleaning to all the things we're going to do, there's no question. That stuff is going to eat away time. It's going to disrupt some of the natural flow. Okay. But there comes a point when there are so many protocols in place. If there are so many protocols in place, producers are just going to say, we're going to wait. We're going to wait. And I think that's actually what the reaction has been to these protocols. And again, please know, I'm saying this not from I'm very upset about these protocols. They just tell me, oh, according to the Actors Union, now is not the right time to get back to work. And I'm not going to push it anymore. I'm not going to push it. Because why? I'm not going to incur greater risk, right? I'm not going to incur greater risk when, frankly, I've waited this long. I can wait just a little bit longer. I'll tighten the belt just a little bit more to come back at a time where my risk is still going to be greater, but mitigated just a little bit.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
And just a little inside information here. This is not the first time I saw these protocols when Philip Borov called attention to them. I actually saw them months ago. I was considering doing some workshops. And listen, there were a lot of factors about why I didn't do them. I was considering some bubble workshops, some bubble shops, if you will. And a lot of factors prevented me from doing them. There were some cases spiking, all sorts of stuff. But there's no question that the protocols were one of the reasons I was like, we just can't do this. It's too expensive. I would just much rather wait. There's not enough value in there. I can't take that kind of risk. I can't ask my investors to shoulder more risk in an already risky industry at an even riskier time. And listen, I also have to say that I think that was the union's point. I think they were saying, like, we want to make sure everything is 101% buttoned up and safe. In other words, we want to make sure everyone's vaccinated. And we're not really looking to get back to work until that's the case. And that's the message I kind of got from these protocols, which is okay. Again, it's okay. That is their right. That is their right to say that. And I think, unfortunately, what that will mean is that we're just going to take a little bit longer. But the great news, we're going to end on a big positive note here. The great news is that the vaccinations are increasing in this country, right? We are finally making some serious progress. Cases are still dropping. Hopefully, we're going to outrun these variants and we're going to vaccinate as many people as possible as fast as we can, get to that herd immunity stage, and we will be back. When actors are comfortable, musicians are comfortable, directors are comfortable, and yes, audience members are comfortable. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Producer's Perspective podcast. If you did enjoy this conversation, if you want to be part of this conversation, do you have thoughts on it? We're going to be holding our first ever Clubhouse this Wednesday, March 24th at 2:00, the Producer's Perspective matinee. We're going to be talking about when Broadway comes back and why is it taking so long. We're going to talk about that 2:00 this Wednesday, March 24th. We're going to have some special guests, including Sammy Canold, who documented Cats and Phantom getting back up and running in Korea, and some other surprise guests as well. That's right, Clubhouse, 2:00 this Wednesday, the 24th. Our first ever Clubhouse. See you then. Thanks again for listening to the Producer's Perspective podcast. If you found this episode informative, educational, inspirational, or just entertaining, do me a favor and share this episode with another theater maker or two in your life. My mission is to amplify the conversation about theater, because if we get more people talking about it, we'll get more people making it, we'll get more people seeing it. It will be great for the industry as a whole. If you want more of my daily perspectives on theater and Broadway, check out my blog at theproducersperspective.com or check out my social media accounts at Ken Davenport B-Way on Instagram and at Ken Davenport on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. We'll see you for the next episode.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. and there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.